IL. In the USA, IL often refers to the state of Illinois, where Chicagoans and others hail from. On the internet, the suffix IL refers to Israel. In baseball, IL refers to the injury list, which is a politically correct upgrade from disabled list. Just as challenged has taken the place of handicapped, injured has replaced disabled, so that now a sportsman who is out of commission for a while is on the IL instead of the old DL. In every sport, almost all players get injured at some time in their careers and often are injured multiple times. And sportsmen are athletic and trained, so you would expect less injuries than the common man. So why are so many professional athletes on the IL in the course of a season? Perhaps because they are stretching their bodies to their limits, and possibly because they fail to train up to par. The good players learn to live with some pain as they push their bodies to perform, and the best players play as well when they are injured as when they are not. But injury is part of the game and indeed part of the human story. These professionals suffer injury and pain even before the age of 35, when most are already beyond the age of professional sports. So what does that mean for the rest of the human race past that age? Our earliest ancestors did not suffer aging and sickness. The Torah records that Moshe Rabbeinu died at age 120 with no sign of old age. God began causing people to suffer aging and sickness, at least in part to remind us of our mortality and the necessity to prepare for the next world. For us, injury and pain and aging are part of our condition. We must accept and embrace it while striving to do our best despite our injuries. As my good nonagenarian friend tells me, you must learn to live with the pain if you cannot defeat it via medicine and surgery. Sometimes suffering pain is even preferable to surgery. And aren't we all injured in some way? Whether physically or emotionally, we all suffer from some injury, even if it is not due to an event, but to aging and normal deterioration. Our bodies have a shelf life, even if it is not duly stamped on our skin. Exercise and good dieting can certainly relieve and inhibit physical injury in many instances. Emotional injury is much more difficult to heal. As it was in the aftermath of the Yom Kippur War, besides the many thousands who have suffered physical injury, many more, perhaps millions of us, have suffered emotional injury as our vulnerability has been unmasked and our fellow citizens have been killed or injured. Obviously, the bereaved will live forever in pain, and live they should. Giving up, as some have done, is not what God wants and only lends aid and comfort to our enemies. Just as physical injuries are not necessarily permanent, emotional injury can be contained and minimized with time and effort. Continuing anger at our leaders, while justified, will not heal our emotional wounds. Only when we realize that everything, each and every event, is from God alone, can we make peace with all that has happened. Shabbat Shalom.